Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Monday again, Ilona Europa, accent on. Oh my gosh, it's dark and it's cold and I love it. I don't know, maybe I'm a European girl still. I love my LA heat, but I will prefer 2 or 3 months and no more. And then I like when it's a little cold, but the darkness petrifies me. Anyway, but today I'm not alone in a studio. I have a Polish wonderful gentleman, which I met a moment ago. Hi.
Hi, Ilona.
Okay.
And thank you very much for all those compliments.
Of course. And I cannot wait to play your music. And
oh,
you're,
thank you.
Obvious, I need to introduce you in a very nice way. What is your name?
Well, good evening, everyone in LA. My name is Henryk Trosza, and I'm using Henryk because Przemek would be a little bit difficult for listeners, I believe, to pronounce.
Przemek, yeah.
Przemek is a tough
more
one.
Portuguese, maybe yes. They will love more all the Szyszcze. But that's very Polish, and we love this
yes,
name. One of my dearest friend's son, her name is Przemek.
Przemek.
And that's when my daughter learned 2 years ago how to
pronounce it,
yes. And I was so surprised because she really wanted the Polish way. I was in Przemek, Przemek. Eventually, she got it. And everybody who is listening to my radio, we are learning a little bit Polish. Przemek.
Przemek.
Everybody repeats. Przemek.
Przemek.
Okay. Przemek.
Yes.
I was so cute because yesterday I just got this email from Marek Bacik, who will be co-hosting our show in 50 minutes on another side of the studio. And our show is called Accent On TV, the best of Poland and Europe, which obviously you fit it in beautifully. You are pianist, you are entertainer,
yes.
You have a long past in this crazy entertainment world, and you are also traveling a lot. Then I think you are now in Los Angeles.
That's very true, yes. We moved recently from Australia, from Sydney, where I spent more or less 8 years in Sydney working for cruise ships which were operating Sydney and Fiji. And yes, I was working for that company in a position as a cruise director, covering basically the entertainment side of the cruises on cruise ships.
Wow, that's very colorful life, and I will say very familiar to me.
Very true, yes.
Yes, you know, we have entertainers, boy. We do all. There are moments that we are standing on the stage and everybody is focusing on us. And then sometimes we need to just go with a group of people and just make money, which that's what was happening in my life when Solidarity and all
yes.
the trouble, yeah. Poland got into trouble, or maybe, I don't know if we call this trouble, that's probably the most successful time in Polish history.
Very true,
but
yes.
Fact is that the musicians had no life. We had no opportunity to make money in our own countries because we had only vinegar in the stores and nobody really wanted to pay for entertainment. And we couldn't leave the house because around 8 at night, you needed to be begging home because we had a civil war, which is
yes.
crazy, crazy time. Did you live in Poland this
yes,
time?
Yes, the time I was in Poland, I literally remember that night on the 13th of December, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And when when the stan wojenny, or you call it in English, the martial law, came to the our life, brutally killing any freedom and in my opinion, killing solidarity in a way where the progress was postponed. I was that time around 12 years old, 12 years. As a little boy, I remember my father holding my hand and rushing me from the bus station back to our little apartment in by Wrocław, where we were all terrified about the news, and we didn't know what's going to happen. And in the long run...
I was cold.
It was very cold night.
I was singing. I was on a tour also, mm-hmm. and we had this great show, and then middle of the night, all this mm-hmm. happened. And then at morning, I remember, because we were living in a hotel, then mm-hmm. maybe I was far away from my hometown, and I had a child already. Mm-hmm. And I remember international guests in the hotels running downstairs, trying to pick up their own luggages, mm-hmm. the lobby at mm-hmm. morning. And you saw these hundreds of luggages, you know, standing, and everybody was moving so rapidly. They wanted to run anywhere from Poland.
Yes.
And day before, my country was still a country that I knew, Poland, yes. my beautiful Polish country. Then I was never worried to live in, just being a Polish person. And that, this night was petrified. But you were 12. I was older. Then for me, one way I wanted to go back to my daughter, because mm-hmm. There was many hours. And I was so thankful that they allowed us to take a buses, and they just really took us from the tour, from the singing tour, and they were mm-hmm. delivering people, singers, to the doors. And then that was given then. But I remember driving to the streets and seeing army and big fires and tanks, yes. and just the beautiful Polish soldiers, you know, trying to warm up their hands. And yes. and I was like, is it a movie?
Yes,
because you know, Henrik, yes. we were watching a lot of World War II movies in our
that
life.
Time, yeah.
We love this Polish. We like this type of movies. They are very deep. They made us who we are. Very patriotic, and almost everybody in Poland is affected by war, World War II war. And now, you know, you were 12, and war was becoming a reality for you, but was very unusual war because they were inside war.
Yes.
Polish people against Polish people, in a way.
That was the sad part of our history, which is now, I believe, written new. And yeah. I'm very grateful that we have still few politicians who realize that and who are tough enough to say that it was wrong. And we have to stress this, I believe, as a new generation of young Poles overseas, that those decisions were wrong, totally wrong. I believe that General Jaruzelski could go completely opposite direction, and he would become a big hero instead of being kind of Russian coward.
Yeah, you know, it's just petrifying to think about this, because nobody has an answer in a moment when you need to make a decision. It's the same in America right now. You know, some people like what our president is doing. Some people really hate. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are losing lives. And a lot of people say the lives need to be lost to protect even American and us living here safely. As history is just petrifying. But again, you were only 12 then. Do you think that what's happened in Poland made you also wanting to leave our country?
Definitely.
Really? Yes. Because you left country, and you were, how old you were when you left country?
I was 16.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So 4 years later, I had the opportunity to go to overseas to West Germany. Mm-hmm. And that was basically a spontaneous decision of leaving that time communist Poland. I got my passport, and I was basically escorting a senior person to West Berlin. And that was basically the chance which I had that time.
And you asked for permission to stay in Germany?
Yes. I did. Wow. And it worked very well. I studied in Germany. I educated myself. I had a great progress in my life in terms of education.
That's live radio, and we love live radio. We have our lovely two guests just entering studio, which is no problem. We know Los Angeles traffic. Hi. And we have beautiful lady with us. Oh, my gosh, she's so gorgeous. And we have Yelpi, which we love him so much. He's our recurring star and forever star. We will have you until you become the number one on the Billboard charts, Yelpi, with your feelings, feel it song. That's my mission in life. Okay, but yes, we'll let you take care of your guitar because you'll be playing live, and don't worry, you can be loud. We will be still conversating with my wonderful Polish Henryk. His name is Henryk, and he's also a musician for everybody in the studio. He's a pianist, and we are talking a little bit about Polish history and Eastern European history. We just talk about martial law, and Henryk was 16 years old when he decided to leave Poland, and just 16 years old. And what about your parents?
I had the permission from my parents. They were my father.
Crazy.
We have to mention that during the martial law time, he was arrested as well because he was a freedom fighter. He was a member of Solidarity, so he was arrested for, I believe, 3 days. They kept him basically. The police knocked on the door, and I remember as a child.
Those moments
you will never forget.
No, yeah, because like I say, 3 days before, we felt like we are free people. And yes, then 3 days later, nobody was free, and we had no idea what was going on in this country. Okay, and then 16 years old, you were studying Germany. What you were studying? Music? Closer to microphone.
It was very close, yes. It was piano. I continued basically studying classical music in Frankfurt. And parallel to that, I was studying as well hospitality in one of very famous Bergius hospitality schools for almost 3 years. So I graduate in academy, in the music academy, and that Bergius hotel management school. And that gave me a great opportunity to continue my path, my professional path with... within the touristic and tourism industry. That was the time in the 90s where a lot, the Polish Airways, came over to Germany, and they were looking for young folks like me speaking German, Polish, and English. And I got the offer to be a part of a really great team of 20 young Poles who opened basically the branch, the LOT branch in Frankfurt, what was something very unusual. I believe we were second after New York.
Wow, and you started to flying everywhere for free.
Very true, so yes.
We like free, yes, my beautiful guest. Hello, you all can say hi. Closer to microphone.
Hello. Hi.
And they're here. I am so happy. What's happened? Was big traffic?
Oh, huh? Yeah. So we had to go a different way because there was a car crash.
That's even worse.
Yeah.
I knew
five.
You. I was
4 or 5, yeah, car crash, yeah.
He's not even on this show. We always have second one. I knew that eventually you.
I've been driving so long that it was like broad daylight when I started.
It's funny with this California. Yeah, what's happened? Okay, then maybe could you introduce yourself to our listeners?
Oh yeah, I'm Yelpi.
And we love your accent. Where are you from?
I'm from Ireland. It's close to Poland.
Very close to Poland. I feel like we can drink beer, like, you know, every morning.
Yeah,
and
we definitely have that.
Go
in
to
common.
Warsaw, come
Absolutely.
Back. Okay, and your beautiful friend, really, really, you look so hot in the dark hair. Oh my gosh, I have a picture of the light one
hair.
Yeah. Okay, what is your name?
My name is Faye Viviana.
Viviana, she has a beautiful accent too. You are from?
I'm actually from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Then you're not supposed to have American accent, or you have an American accent, perfect one, or something there.
I probably just talk poorly.
No, talk poorly. Yes, and no. Gosh, she's pretty. She's even prettier live than on a video.
Prettier. Wow.
I know, you know what I'm saying, because you can see her personality, like when she talks and smiles and just this gorgeous girl. I just love it. I don't know. I'm very motherly for everybody. And when I see somebody, it reminds me of my daughter, of course, then already I love you. Anyway, then I think we were talking, Henrik, a little bit about your travels, and we are here in the 90s sure. right now. And I know that you were in, like you said, in a travel industry, and also you are an artist. Then when you start playing professionally piano.
Professionally?
Yeah.
Oh, I played actually along my travel experiences throughout in Germany, too.
Then you made money by being in travel business, or you made more money by being an entertainer?
Definitely, as an entertainer, less money.
Well, yeah.
That's. I think it's a life of any artist around the
yes.
world. We all waiting for the big gig.
Yeah.
But you know,
they're coming.
They
coming. Always are coming.
Exactly.
They're coming.
And the beautiful moments in my life were always not really about the money side of being an artist. It was who you play with or
yes.
who you play for. And in Germany, I had the most beautiful gigs, playing even for Sophia Loren in the lobby of beautiful hotels, or Sir Roger Moore, James Bond.
Especially now we are talking James Bond.
That's right. And, you know,
does Roger Moore sing?
James Bond's following me, because 3 weeks ago I was at the LAX, and guess what? I end up sitting in a lounge with Pierce Brosnan.
Oh!
And we had fantastic conversation about Ireland.
Yeah, he's
oh,
Irish.
Wow.
I met him twice in Ireland, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful. I think it's the time to play some music, okay? And it was pretty complicated because we needed to enter SoundCloud, but we were able to do this. And maybe I can just play something. We have Waiting for the Summer, and we have Ballad for Adele.
Adeline, yes. Then, by Richard Clayderman. But okay. I would suggest we play maybe my composition, which
yes.
is the first one.
Which one? Waiting for the Summer?
Waiting for the Summer.
I will do that. Okay, let's listen to you.
Thank you.
Playing. Beautiful, beautiful,
oh,
perfect.
So
thank you.
Oh, we are
thank
playing
you.
Something more. What is this?
Yes, it's the next tune, but I think it's more 80s, 90s.
Yeah, I want to stop that. Can we stop?
Yes.
Okay, I just... Hey, you are coming back. How can I get out of that?
There must be a pause.
Okay, I'm waiting for the summer again, but I will pause. Okay, I'm not touching anything. Okay, hopefully we are not playing further. That's beautiful. Is of course
Thank
a little
you.
Chopin in that. I hear some raindrops. For sure we are waiting for the summer. But it was perfect 2 minutes of
Thank
gorgeousness.
You very much.
Thank you. Very, very beautiful techniques. And of course soul, typical European.
Well,
deep, nice, warm, cozy. Love it. Okay, then I think we can take a little bit break and we'll come back to just after talking a little bit to my beautiful Yelp and his gorgeous Yelp Plus. Beautiful, gorgeous again, Vivian. Are you going by Vivian or by Faye?
By Faye.
By Faye. Okay, then, but the two names are gorgeous together.
Thank you.
Okay, you can get closer to the microphone because I just want to include all of us in conversation. We were talking about traveling. We're talking about taking chances. We're talking about this beautiful business, entertainment business that only artists understand how to love because none of different people outside of entertainment world will understand what we are going through to just do what we love to do. And many times not getting paid for what we love to do or being trained. Sometimes we just cannot be successful in a business or sometimes just go through the bad luck. And that was you, yes?
Yeah.
Something funky and not nice happened to you when you were almost... You were ready for big, big time. Yes,
Mankam.
Could you tell us a little bit of your life story?
Okay. I started dancing when I was 5. And then American Ballet Theatre found me when I was 11 years old. And they started paying for my training at home. And I was on scholarship to their summer schools. And I moved to New York City when I was 15. And I got my contract with them when I was 16.
You were alone. I'm so sorry, because the same happened in Germany. 16-year-old boy, he just decided to move from the country and just said, bye, I'm starting a new life. But you were the same way.
Yeah. It was like 3 days after my 15th birthday.
Oh, alone?
And I moved to New York City. Yeah, but I loved New York City, so I didn't mind. I was actually never homesick, and my parents were a little insulted
that's sad.
By that. But
Mommy, Daddy, we love you.
I love them dearly, but it was funny. And then I got injured on tour when I was 17.
Ay, ay, ay.
So it was my first full season. And then after like 2 years of physical therapy and surgery and all of that, the doctor said I would never be able to dance professionally. So then I switched to acting.
That's left-right trouble,
yeah.
Because obviously it's equally hard.
Yes. Yeah, no, I basically have just had to start over from scratch.
Maybe the acting just includes more luck, because when it comes to dance, it's just constant practice, constant, probably very hard practice. Do you think you will prefer to be a dancer, or you just say, okay, my life took turn and it's not a bad turn?
I think things happen for a reason.
Reason, yeah.
So I miss it, but I'm lucky I can do a lot more now than I could even 4 years ago, because I did get hurt so young. I've continued to heal, which is a huge blessing. But I don't know what my life would have been like. I can't really spend time thinking about that.
You don't? You don't?
I mean, I used to more.
Yeah.
Especially when it was really difficult starting over. Mm-hmm. So I used to think about that a lot. But no, I feel like I'm lucky enough to have gotten to live my dream. I did actually get to dance professionally, and so many people don't.
Yes.
So I'm lucky.
Then you remember this moment when you were on a big stage, everything happened around you, really.
And you also don't know what your story is going to be. I don't know how dance is going to be in my life later. I can't.
Yeah.
No, so
I see music videos in your future.
We cannot really wait.
Psychic.
Yes, and in a beautiful way. This is why both of you are here, my beautiful Yelpie. I just love your voice. I love this song. I think this song will break big, and already is doing a lot of good.
Yeah, still
before
doing well.
Even the release of video, which we'll be talking, and I post on Accent On link to the video. Please, everybody, go and just check. Oh, you are dancing so beautifully, and I was just mesmerized by your body language, because really,
Thank you.
It's you. But I never really stop watching, and I think it's very tough for the dancer to keep attention on the, you know, every word, and because the song is so personal, and you are in one with what's going on with ELP's song.
Yeah.
Okay, but when you wrote the song, did you believe that somebody would be dancing?
I wrote it for Faye. No, I didn't.
That would be so good story.
It
but
would
you
be
know
good,
what?
Though, yeah.
Yeah, let's start a new story.
Yeah,
that was really written
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, you was called Faye. Please don't go.
Oh. That's beautiful.
Yeah. No.
Yes,
no,
you had no idea that your video...
No, I didn't even know about Faye's story, actually. I didn't know that she didn't dance. I had seen older footage of Faye dancing.
Yes.
And I was like, we need her in the video.
You know, but I have this song, pre-recorded version. It's just gorgeous. You have a guitar, and I'm like, do I want to play?
The recorded version's better.
I think, yeah, in a way, I don't want you to better. It's no better. It's different. You'll be playing on our TV, Accent on TV, one more time, because I cannot not make you sing live on TV. That's why we love you, that you can really sing so well. And, okay, but right now, let's just play the recorded version. This song is just gorgeous. Okay, everybody, stop. Sit on a couch, wherever you are, and listen to our show, and let's feel it.
I can feel it when I don't go.
Nobody will leave you ever, ELP, after listening to this song. You mesmerize me. This melody and chord progression and your vocals are just out of this world. And please, people, whoever has any contact with movies, this song need to be included in some really real love story. And better the love story finishes positively. We want positive love story.
And Faye needs to be the lead actress.
Of course she will be. That, you know, this is what dreams are made of. You know, I think something bigger is in a corner because of the song. This song is just gorgeous, you know. And, okay, tell me how this happened that you both just decided you need to be part of this video. When? How? Again, when did you meet?
So, Yeva George is my manager.
Of course.
I think she went. Was she in a class with you or something? Yeah, so she was, she did a class or something like that. And
how did she fished it out that you really were a dancer before?
There's like footage of you.
There's some stuff I've like sort of danced for, but the difference is that when Yelpy asked me to dance for this, I actually started to train again, which I have not done in 8 years.
Look at that.
So he kind of got me like actually didn't tell me. Dancing again.
You didn't know that she didn't. You just, okay.
I didn't know. I thought she danced all the time.
Yes.
I said yes, and then I was like, oh my God, that means I'm going to dance.
Yes.
That's terrifying. So I didn't tell him. And there was one postponement of our original shoot date, and I was so glad because then I had more time.
Because you were choreographing your own dance.
Yeah, but mostly just to train. Like, it's such a specific thing for your body to have to do. You have to really be, you have to know where your muscles are at, you know?
Yeah.
And I had lost so much of that. So just trying to be in the studio, I was in the studio about 3 nights a week at least, just at night by myself, kind of working my body to see how much I could do. Because I wanted to be able to really interpret this song, and it has so much in it.
Yeah.
So if you're not strong enough, then that expression doesn't come out clearly.
It's honesty. So you need to be honesty.
Yeah,
that's
so
for
was,
sure.
That was what I did.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Please, everybody, go to Accent On. And of course, I have all links and websites, and just click once, and then you'll be just sitting and it's so beautiful.
But it's even like, it's not even just the dance. It's like even Faye is like she has the emotion in her face that we were looking for, you know. It's like it's like, I think even those close-up shots where they're just slow motion of Faye looking at the camera, I think she really captures,
she's in the music,
that's the actress in her, you know. She's a pro.
Yeah, you're right, but the magic needs to happen, and sometimes it's a mess, but this time, beautiful. What's going on with this song?
We're still promoting it at the moment. Yeah, mm-hmm. Still trying out. We're doing radio.
That is, yes.
And we've got the Hollywood Music Awards on Wednesday. We've got 2 nominations in that. So,
oh my gosh,
so we're going to that. So hopefully, fingers crossed, and that'll be fun.
And I'm sure it's something new cooking. Are you writing new stuff?
Yeah, we have a new video coming out, but it's still being worked on at the moment.
I know, I cannot wait. Yeah. You have we talked about this, it's like 3 months ago.
Yeah, I mean, it's so slow.
You have your, no, nothing wrong with that. They're all great stuff and come sometimes very slowly. Okay, then, but are you writing something new?
Oh, yeah, I'm always writing.
That's a good story, I always write. Yeah. The same, Henrik, with you?
Definitely, yes. We cannot stop. I mean, this is the spirit, this is the soul, which is screaming
in the shower,
in
the car.
You know, the melody comes and goes.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have to just put your hands on the instrument and just follow your spirit, follow your intuition.
But after Germany, you moved to Australia?
Correct. Yes.
Oh, so did I. I was in Australia.
Okay.
Where were you?
Sydney
as well.
Yeah. Or you were playing the same places.
Probably
maybe.
At the same time. Wait, you're that guy.
That guy.
Yeah.
8 years, that's a long time. And
yes.
You liked it there.
I love it. Well, the major thing for me was basically the Olympics, which took 15 years ago. And that was the 3 years which I stayed after Olympics over there. I had the opportunity to work as well for the Sydney Opera House for a while.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes. In Australia, you know, it's a such small nation. It's such great country with so many opportunities, especially for artists who are coming from overseas. So the doors are basically open everywhere. Mm. And that was actually the time where I had enough courage and financial backup to record my first CD that time. In Woolloomooloo, sounds really cute, eh? Yes, there was a Paradise studio by one of the legendary musicians from Australia. He wrote, I think, the song Bad Habits Die Hard. It was produced, I believe, by several musicians around the world. One of them was even David Lee Roth on his solo album. And yes, I had the chance to record for 3 days in his studio over there in Woolloomooloo with few very, very interesting musicians who were basically willing just to do it with me.
That's
and
great.
It was.
And you'll be back because we'll be playing music from your album. And
you.
Also, I'm hoping with everything what I'm trying to accomplish and just bring the few shows that are sponsored by Accent On and Accent On TV, the best of Poland and Europe, then we're really wanting to create unusual group of musicians who just can sing separately, play separately, and together too. Because we are the world, we are the children. And if we can do something like that on a stage and just... Can you imagine how easy and cool this would be? We are here. We already are friends, and you'll be dancing or acting. Will you be doing that? Okay, now, when come back to dance is something that you are doing right now. Even if you didn't believe that you can dance again, you prove yourself, first and foremost.
Yeah.
You're amazing. We have this recorded on a video.
And we have the footage.
We have a footage. We have nothing to be proved. You are an amazing dancer. But now you're an actor, yes?
Yes.
Okay. That's a tough business in Los Angeles. And in a way, I always believe that you need to fight with the best. And LA is the town to fight for your dreams. And it's much better to fail in LA than win in tiny little place. And nobody will even know what you were doing anyway. Do you have some tiny wins?
Last year actually was a very good year for me. So I was the murder victim on Castle.
Oh, my gosh.
That was fun. That was my first network TV job. And then I was on a sitcom that was on TBS. It's now been canceled, but it was called Sullivan and Son.
Okay.
And then I was on a show called Longmire, which was on A&E at the time, and now they've moved to Netflix.
Good. That's really, really okay.
And she was brilliant in all of them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
you know, everybody can go to your website. Probably you have some parts. Could you give us
links? It's fayviviana.com.
That's a tough name to spell. And, you know, good for you. But can you spell spell your name
it's
again?
It's fayeviviana at just normal.com.
Okay. And you share the same agent?
No.
Or manager? Are you under some agency already?
Yeah, right now I'm represented by Hervey Grimes for most of my theatrical stuff, and my manager's name is Christopher Petrick from Metric Talent.
Wonderful.
Hi,
people who matter in LA, we really count on you. I know that you cannot live without an artist, but we cannot live also without you. Then
they
it's
are
just
the puppeteers.
The puppeteers. Okay. What about your manager? I cannot wait for her to come here and I want interview.
She's awesome.
She's awesome. Could you tell us a little bit one more time who is your manager? She's gorgeous. Blonde. She was
Yeah,
here.
Gorgeous. Who was also is also an actress.
Yeah.
And she was in a few things. She was in Criminal Minds and stuff like that. So you've probably seen her.
Yeah.
Or she's standing outside your room, looking in the window at you, yeah. asking you why you're not listening to Yelpy.
Great girl. Great, very busy girl. I cannot
wait. That's
why
I'm on here. Just thanks to Eva.
Of course. You know, now you're... And she is so cool because she knows what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
I see her likes everywhere. When I post stuff, she's on the top. She knows what her client is doing. That's beautiful. I think I will take... We have time I would like to play. You know, we are in this beautiful lyrical mood today. I want to keep us this way, then I will play my anticipation. This was one of the saddest songs that I ever wrote, if I can find it. Glasses. After 40, we all are not seeing anything. That's so sad. But where is my anticipation? Yes, and the wrong name, but that's cool. It's still my song. I don't know. Something about sadness. It's very hard to write happy songs, I think. Very, very hard. Do you think the same, Yelpy?
I find I write happy songs when I'm sad and sad songs when I'm happy.
Whoa. Oh. But this is the same situation with the honesty of dancer. Mm-hmm. You really need to be in a mood, but now you broke my idea because I think you need to be happy to write a happy song.
I think
song.
It's kind of a way to cheer yourself up when you're saddest, right?
Okay.
You know, it's that kind of a thing.
Okay, but anticipation, this was one of the time in my life when I start questioning, what is the love? What is the love? Baby, don't hurt me. Different way.
Let's
Okay, we are looking for love. That's good news. I'm looking for love.
We too.
You too. No, you found Hendrik. You have a beautiful wife, and I know that you have a baby. Hopefully soon coming. 5 months. Okay, congratulations.
Thank you very much. This will be your
first one. Yes. And now from the Australia, you moved to Los Angeles, which I understand that your wife, parents are here, and it's a perfect resolution to have a happy family together. But also, you're missing a little bit Australia, and you have some plans. You try to compose music for the movies, yes?
Correct.
Okay, then, what is the next? L.A., crazy L.A., we all dreaming, and the dreams are so important in this town. And I think everybody understand us because we are in Los Angeles. Everybody needs to dream. Nothing wrong with them, with that. But you try to really reach very high too.
Yes. As I said, after 8 years in Australia and in Fiji for a while, my wife was not really happy being American and spending time apart from her family with me in Australia and Fiji. And I had to compromise.
Yeah.
As every single guy, I believe, has to do it.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, my father always told me, marriage is all about compromise.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, you have to compromise with her.
Yeah, I really think you had your time, and now you have new time, and she has what she wants, and baby's here. All is fine. And music, how important music is right now to you?
Oh, it's still a big part of my personality. You know, as I was working for cruise ships, going around the world as well for a while, I was always connected to the music, managing the crew, managing the cast on the cruise ships with you know, evening Broadway shows, etc. It was always a part of me, and you know, I had the idea to settle down in a creative country like United States. And I think there is no better place than Los Angeles.
That's for sure. And obviously you are right now new to LA in a sweet way, and you are entering world of Ilona Europa and Accent On.
Yep.
Soon in 10 minutes, please everybody switch to video channel, because you can see us on Accent On TV, the best of Poland and Europe and America.
And
of course, today, absolutely.
And
Ireland. Then we are really hot group of people, and music is great. Then please, ELP, my beautiful way, ELP, how people can find you?
I'll just Google ELP.
Could you spell ELP for us?
Y-E-L-P-Y. It's like Yelp.com with a Y.
Yeah, that's very good. And Henry?
Yes, my webpage is www.henryktrocha.com.
Yeah, and everybody, please go again to my...
That.
Yeah, Henry.
Okay, HENRYKTROCHA.
And good luck to all of us. I think for today, this is it. But I guess everybody, switch to video channel, and this show will be ready for download anytime right now. We are on iTunes, we are on Stitchers, we are on LA Talk Radio archives. Then please love us. Thank you for listening and downloading, because we have so many of them. I love it. Thank you, and I say bye-bye for today.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.